Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf Psachim Pei Beis. We are at the Mishnah, towards the bottom on Pei Aleph Amud Beis. It says in the Mishnah, Nitma Shalom Ayrubai. Suppose the entire carbon, all of the basar of the carbon Pesach became Tamei Ayrubai, or most of it. We know that basar kachim, which is pasal, is meant to be burnt, just as when it's kosher, you're meant to eat it. When it's pasal, the mitzvah is to burn it, to dispose of it via sreifa, as we're going to see in the upcoming daf. The Mishnah here tells us that this fellow was negligent in the shmir of his carbon. He allowed the whole thing to become tamei. Soif and oisif ne'abira, we require him to burn it by the Beis HaMikdash. The bira is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. Me'atzi ha-ma'arocha, using ma'arocha wood, firewood designated for mizbeach use. The Gemara will tell us it's in order to embarrass this fellow. Why are you so negligent and you're shmir of your carbon? Do it in public. Tosfos asks, how can they use the hegdash wood? He says, leiv bezdin masna leihem. Bezdin acquired this wood conditionally, knowing that it's going to be used in these circumstances, where the chacham required him to use it, in order to embarrass him, in order to show an example for others, or in other cases which the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara will bring, which were times of necessity. In any case, we allow him to use the Atzam Aruch in these cases because Lei Bezdin Masnalim. This only applies when the entire carbon, or most of it, became tummy, which is a show of negligence. Nitma Mi'uta, but if only a small portion became tummy, which is inadvertent, or some was left over beyond his manachila, which is not really considered amazed, and we don't have to go ahead and punish him publicly. So they burn it back at home in their courtyards, or on their rooftops, using their own firewood. Those stingy fellows, they were allowed to burn even the noisor, or a small portion which became tamei, by the Beis HaMikdash, b'shvil lehanos me'atzei ma'arocha, in order to have hanah, to supply themselves with the wood of the ma'arocha. Here as well, Tosfos explains that Chacham allowed them to do it. They were concerned, otherwise they wouldn't burn it. They were so skimpy on their firewood. Therefore, we allowed them to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, go ahead and use the atzei ma'arocha. Says the Gemara, my time, why did we require this fellow whose entire carbon Pesach became tummy, to burn it in full public view? Amar Beis HaMachaninik de Levayshon, to embarrass them. In order to make that public statement, look at this fellow. He wasn't careful, he was negligent. Go ahead and be careful to ensure the tahara of your carbon Pesach. Nitma mi'uta, if only a small portion became tummy, that isn't necessarily an act of negligence, and we didn't need him to come to the Beis HaMikdash. He burns it back at home using his own firewood supply. Says the Gemara of Raminu, we have a kasha from a Mishnah, which indicates that even in this case, you meant to use, or you can use, public firewood. V'chein mi sheyotzim Yerushalayim. Likewise, a person left Yerushalayim. The Mishnah there is speaking about a person who left his home before Bir Chametz. A similar concept applies to a person who left Yerushalayim. V'niskar b'sheyesh b'yodei b'sar kodesh, he's on the road, and he discovers that he has within his possession some kodesh, some basar meat, basar kodesh meat, which is now pasul because it left the confines of Yerushalayim. P'sul yotzei, and needs to be burnt. Really, he's meant to go back, because l'chatchilu meant to burn this basar kodesh in the same area in which it's meant to be eaten. For speaking about kachem kalim, that can be eaten throughout Yerushalayim. If it should become pasul, meant to burn it in the makom achil in Yerushalayim, he's really meant to go back. However, says the Mishnah, we apply a kula. Tosfos there says it's only rabbanos, we apply a kula. Im avar tsoifim, he's already past tsoifim. Tsoifim is the place where you can still see the Beis HaMikdash. If he's past that area, he's gone too far, we don't require him to come back. Tsoifim, come, he just burns it in his place. Vimlav, but if he hadn't passed that location, Choyzev Resoifif Nebira, he returns to Yerushalayim, burns it by the Beis HaMikdash, Me'atzei HaMarocha, utilizing public firewood. So we see that even burning a small piece of Basar Kodesh, Pasal, allows him to use Atzei HaMarocha. Amar Rav Chama Bar Okva, depends on the scenario. Like Kasha, the answer is Kanbach Sanoi. The Mishnah there is speaking about a guest who has no, he doesn't have his own supply of firewood. We allow him to come use public firewood. Kamabala Bais, our Mishnah, which instructs him to use his own firewood, is speaking about a homeowner who resides in Yerushalayim and has his own supply. Rav Papa Amar Hava Bach Sanoi. Actually, both Mishnahs are referring to the guest. It depends where he's holding. Kan Shechzik V'derech. There we're speaking that he's already on the road. He no longer has access to firewood. Kan Shechzik V'derech. The Mishnah Vayas, which requires his own firewood, is speaking that he's still in the city and he can go ahead and get hold of some firewood. Rav Zvida Amar, he concurs with the first teres of Rav Chama. And he says like this, L'Oilam, he's come to explain why is it that the Achsanoi is exempt. He can use public firewood even if he's still in the vicinity, if he's still in the city. He has not yet embarked on his journey. Why is that? Why are we so mekel? L'Oilam Kodama Mikara, let's follow the first teretz, Rav Chama Bar Ukva's teretz, that an Achsanoi always has public firewood use privileges. Kam Achsanoi, Kam Balabai, a homeowner does not. V'afakab L'Hichzik V'Derech. Even though this Achsanoi had not yet taken to his journey, Achsanoi, given the less lay, since he doesn't have his own personal supply, he has to go try to obtain it. Asu ketzai konim. The Chacham regarded him like the skimpy fellows, like the tzai konim, where we apply a special allowance. It's not a tzai konim soifin oisif ne'abira. The tzai konim can go burn their pasul basar in front of the Beis HaMikdash, b'shvil ahonis ma'atzei ma'arocha, in order to enjoy the public wood. So basically we have two terutzim. We had a stira, the Mishnah Bayas requires him to use his own wood. Mishnah over there says he can use public wood. First teretz was an achsanoi, a guest, whether he's home or on the road. We allow him to use public firewood, he doesn't really have access to wood. Let it be. Rav Papa says, even with an achsanoi, we have a chiluk. If he's still home, if he's still at his host, then he must use his own wood. If he's on the road, then we allow him to come back and use public firewood. Tana Rabbanan, bo l'soifer b'chatzre sein u'mi'atza maruch. Suppose this fellow who has some noisar, he doesn't need to come to the Beis HaMikdash. We allow him to burn it in his courtyard, using his own firewood. Suppose he'd like to use public wood. Bo l'soifer b'chatzre sein u'mi'atza maruch, using mizbeach wood in Shemelan, we don't allow. L'fnei abira, umi'atze atzmon. Conversely, if he chooses to burn his carbon, his noisar, or whatever it is, by the Beis HaMikdash, using his own personal firewood, he doesn't want to partake in this public firewood. Ain't shemelan, there as well, we don't listen to him. We're meant to do it as instructed. If you're at home, use your own wood. In the Beis HaMikdash, use public firewood. Explains the Gemara. What's wrong? Bishlamim atzam amrocha b'chatzir sein ein shemelan. We understand the first halacha. If he chooses to burn at home, he cannot use atzam amrocha. You know why? Dilma paishan minayu. Perhaps there'll be some leftovers. V'asabuhu detakala. And it can come to pitfall. He might use the leftovers as well. Now, the takana's bezn was strictly regarding what's needed for the burning ceremony. But anything left over cannot be used. Therefore, don't bring Mizbeach wood home. You might end up using the rest after you've completed the burning process. That halacha we understand. What about the other case? Why don't we allow him to use his own personal private firewood when he does this straight from the Beis HaMikdash? We have two terutzim. Rav Yosef Amar, we don't want to embarrass a person who doesn't have access to wood. If he comes along lugging his own firewood, it's going to set a new standard, and one who doesn't have access to firewood might be embarrassed. We don't want to allow that to happen, and we set a standard procedure for all. You're in the Beis HaMikdash in full public view. You're meant to use public wood. That's one teretz. Rav Amar Me'achshat. There's a concern of suspicion. Why? If he brings his own firewood, does his sreifa in full public view, then when he's done the sreifa, he has some leftover, and he transports that back home. The observer might think, well, he's taking home public hegdish firewood. It can create chashad. Therefore, you're not meant to use your own wood, just use public wood as necessary. My benayu, is there a difference between two terutzim? The svar of Yosef, not to create embarrassment. The svar of Rava, not to generate chashad, ikar benayu, there is a difference. In a case where the Isi Kani Vachar Yusuf, the Lechazel Ma'arocha, this fellow will bring along some reeds or some palm tree branches, the Lechazel Ma'arocha, they burn too fast, they're not suitable for the Ma'arocha, for the Mizbeach firewood, in which case nobody will think this is public wood. The Svar of Chasha doesn't apply, but Rav Yosef's concern still will apply. No, not to create a situation where one who does not have access to his own wood will be shamed and embarrassed. Tanan Hassam, we learned a similar concept in a Mishnah in Tamid. Reish HaMamad, he was in charge of the group. We know that the Beis HaMikdash had Kohanim and Levim and Yisraelim. Each one had his own, they had a rotation. Every day there was a group of Kohanim, Levim, called the Beis Av. The contingent in charge of that day. The Rosh Hamamad, the head, who was the manager there, Hayamamid Esatmein Al Shar Mizrach. So the head of the Imamad, Imamad is the group serving that week, he would go ahead and take out the Tmein, the Gehanim that were Tamei, that evidently weren't careful enough. They allowed themselves to become tummy, despite the fact that they knew that the following day was going to be their day of serving the Beis HaMikdash. So in order to set an example, Hayamamid as HaTmein al-Shahar Mizrach, he would position the Tmeim right by the eastern gateway to the Beis HaMikdash in full view of the public. My timer, why would he do that? Amar Rav Yosef de Levayshan, to embarrass them. This way, everybody else will draw a conclusion, learn from this example, not to become tamei in advance of your day of avoda. Rav Amar b'pnei hachashad, in order to avoid generating suspicion. Rashi explains that this fellow who's tamei, who won't do avoda, might be observed by others who will think that he's avoiding the avoda mishamidosh. That's why he was positioned in full public view to make that public statement, to advertise that the reason for his being idle today is as a result of his tumah. It's not like he's trying to dodge the avodah. My benai, is there a difference between both approaches? Rav Yosef, who says k'dei levayshan, Rav Amar me'achashad, is there any difference? Ikur benai, there is a halachic ramification. Mifanti, let's say this fellow is a finicky fellow who doesn't really do work in any case, doesn't have his own private business that he does. He's in any case batel from halacha. Chashad there isn't. Nobody's going to suspect that he's avoiding the Beis HaMikdash because he's busy. He's in any case not busy. But the first svara of Rav Yosef, the Levayshan, to set an example, will apply in this case as well. Inami, another case would be the Kogadol Shishura. This fellow's profession is braiding ropes. He produces ropes, which Rashi says is something which generates very low income. Nobody will think he's avoiding the Beis HaMikdash to engage in his low profit enterprise, and therefore there's no svar of chashad. But Rav Yosef's reason would still apply. K'dei levayshan, who meant to present him in public. This way, everybody else will learn from his example. Let's take a look at Rashi. About 7-8 lines up from where we're holding the Gemara. Tanan Hassan. This is a Mishnah Maseches Tom. Rosh HaMamad Hamun Al Kach, in charge of this thing. Mamad is HaTzmeim Shal Beis Av V'chal Boiker B'Shar Mizrachi. He would place the Tzmeim of that day's group in the Shar Mizrachi. Knisas Kol Adon Harbayis. This was the publicly used entranceway. K'dei Levayshan. Why? Shalei Nizru Mul Tamei. They weren't careful. V'ar Yavoy D'Shal Machayis Mutal Salayin. They knew full well. Tomorrow is their turn. Vayilam nizar, they should be more careful. That's Rav Yosef's approach. Rava says, Nechshad, shalo yachshadim, shepnei amelachten in echdol melovei lavad avoidah. Nobody should think, nobody should suspect they're avoiding the avoidah in order to engage in their business. And that's why he sets them up to him, amidan sham, kadei sheyuru oisam le'od. And people should see, look, these people are tamei, v'yoyden shemach mastumei et chadeil. They'll know the reason for them being idle from the avoidah mishamidosh is on account of their tumah. How does this come into the sugya? It says Rashi, "Va'aydid idle erbach plukta." On account of the previous discussion, the reason why we don't allow the fellow to use his own private firewood in the Beis Hamikdash, we had Rav Yosef Pshat, Levayish, Rav Pnei Achshad. On account of that, we continued and brought this concept, the Tmeim and Ashar Mizrach, who were based on similar reasons. Is there any difference between both reasons? Whether it's Mipnei Achshad or Kedei Levayish, there are two reasons actually. Two differences. Mefanki, we have people who are finicky, I'll call you Yoidim, everybody knows, Shibetel and Haim and Amalacha, they're not engaged in work regardless. Ve'imanich and Avoidim and Melachton, they're not giving up the Avoidim and Samidosh on account of their own private work. The Hanim Shukhshad Lek, in this case, there's no Chshad, there's no suspicion. Ve'in Tzarech Lamidam, Sham. And so, according to that reason, no reason to position them in full public view. That holds, the reason is because you want to be mevayish them. Set a public example. Even in this case, you proceed. Inami, another case would be the gadol shishura mafshile chavolim. They're engaged in producing robe, shame umnas kalos choramat, generates very little profit. Vei bnei adam chashud, and nobody suspect sheyachtu l'mulava yilavad avoida bnei bitu l'chazu, to avoid avoida in Beis HaMikdash, in order to earn a couple of pennies. Therefore, in this case, there's no chashad, but levayshan still is, according to Rav Yosef, they're positioned in Shaar Mizrach as well. So, in conclusion, regarding the Sreifa of the carbon, Pesach depends. If the entire carbon or most of it became tamei, you burn it by the Beis HaMikdash using the Atzma Arocha. The reason is the levayshan. Set a public example. If only a portion became tamei or by Noisar, it depends. A Bal HaBayis burns it at home using his own firewood, not using the Beis HaMikdash wood. We don't allow it, even if he's a stingy fellow, we don't allow him to bring the public wood back home because of takala. He might end up using the leftovers as well for his personal use. And as Rashi explains, this heter is only for the sake of burning kachim. Regarding a achsanoi, this fellow is on the road, he's a guest, and according to one sheet of the Gemara, specifically if he already took hold of the road, he's ready on the road, tupshot in the Gemara, in either case, this fellow can come to the Beis HaMikdash and burn his kachim there using atzma arocha. Why does he have to specifically use public wood? Why can't he bring his own wood if he chooses to do so? For instance, in the case of the Tzaykana in the Mishnah, right? They also go to the Beis HaMikdash and use the atzma arocha. Why is it? The reason is, number one, Shalei Levayish, we don't want to set a new standard, a person bringing his own firewood, suppose a person can't, doesn't have access to firewood, we don't want to shame him, therefore you burn it in public view, you burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, you use Atzim HaRoch. The other pshat would be, Mipnei HaChashad, we're concerned that if it's his own wood, in which case he'll bring home the leftovers, people will see, well, he's bringing some wood home from the Beis HaMikdash, they'll think it's public wood, it's going to generate suspicion. In order to avoid that, we say any Sreifa taking place in the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's the Achsanoi, whether it's the Tzaykonin, it's meant to be done using public firewood. Continues the Mishnah, Pesach sheyotz. Suppose the Karm Pesach went out of its confines and left Yerushalayim, in which case it became Pasal B'yotz. Eshe Nitmo became Tamei Yisarif Miyad. You burn it immediately on Erev Pesach. You don't need to wait for the next day or the day after. However, Nitmo HaBalam Eshe Mesu, suppose the owner became Tamei or passed away. Now we have a carbon Pesach without an eater, which also affects the carbon, but it's a different type of psul. It's an external psul. It's not inherent within the actual carbon, like tumah, like yoytze. In this case, you burn it, but not immediately. As she explained in a different place, it's bizarre to burn this kachim right away. You have to wait until it gets a psul within the actual carbon. To uber tzurasi, leave it overnight, it loses its It changes its appearance. means that it's possible. Belina later it was stayed overnight, it became possible. Now the actual carbon itself has an inherent psul. Now you can burn it, but you have to wait until Chol HaMoed, the 16th day of Nisan. Rashi will explain for us. You can't do Shreifas Kachem on Yom Tov. According to Tanakama, when the actual psul applies to the actual carbon, psul begufa, you burn it immediately, without any delay. Where the psul was an external psul, as a result of the bialim, etc., you can't burn it immediately, you have to wait until there's a psulina which is inherent within the carbon itself, and then you burn it. Rabbi Yechon Breka disagrees. He says like this, Rabbi Yechon Breka Omer, Avzeh Yisarf Miyad, even this case, where the bialim passed away, it was nitma, that allows you to burn the carbon pesach immediately. There are no eaters to this carbon. And that's considered like the actual carbon is pasul. And therefore, you burn it immediately. The Gemara now will present us with the makar, this entire concept that a carbon, whether it's kachim kalim, got a psul. If it's tumah, if it's yoytze, etc., you go ahead and you burn it. Just like when it's tor, you eat it. When it's possible, you're meant to dispose of it properly. It's a mitzvah to burn it. How do we know that? Bishloim etame, and of course this is going back on the Mishnah, which indicated as such, Pesach, which was tame or had a psul yoytze, you burn it. How do we know? Bishloim etame, certainly we know that tame needs to be burnt. Ksiv, va'abasa she yigabachot tame lo yachal b'shisar. Basa kachem, which is tummy, is meant to be burnt. El yaitse minolam. What about yaitse? How do we know it's meant to be burnt? This is the parsha that took place during the 8th day of the Miluim. One of the karbonis, the soyer chatas, was actually not eaten, was burnt. Aaron HaKohen burnt it. And Moshe challenged him. He says, Why'd you burn it? What happened? What went wrong with this karbon? Hein lo yehuva es dom al kodesh penima. Look, I understand if something would have happened, if some type of psul would have occurred, you would have burnt it. Your strafe would have been justified. For instance, if the dam of the chatas, which is not meant to be brought into the hechel, would have been brought into the hechel, that's considered a psul, that justifies strafe. Or suppose the carbon would have been taken out of its mechitza. A chatas is meant to stay in the Mishkan area. If it would have been taken out, I understand, it's possible yotze and you burn it. Let's see the pasuk. Hein lo yehuva es dam al kodesh pnima. This is Moshe speaking. Look, the dam of the carbon was not brought inside. Amar lo Moshe la'aron, madu lo yechaltam es hachatas? Why did you not eat the chatas rosh chodesh? Let me speculate. Shema nichnas dam al lefnai lefnim? Perhaps the dam was brought inside? Lefnai lefnim generally means the kodesh hakadosh. Was that the reason for the psul and explained why you burnt it? Omalai love. Aaron responds, no, that's not what happened. Omalai Moshe continued, Shema chusnum chitzasa yatsa. Okay, it wasn't brought inside, perhaps it was taken out of its mechitza. Omalai love. He says, no, but Kodesh Shaisa was all the time in the Kodesh. Now, how do we see this conversation within that pasuk that we just mentioned? Hey, lo yehuva stoma la Kodesh. Means, was the dam brought in the Kodesh? This was the question. Was it brought inside? He said, no. Panima? Is the concern because it wasn't Panima? And the answer was no. The answer was that it remained inside. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, if that's the case, that it was Lo Yehuva as Dom al Kodesh. It wasn't brought inside. And Panima remained inside all the time. So we don't know exactly how the conversation took place. It's Torah Shebaal Peh, but within this pasuk we have an indication of how the back and forth went. We see from Moshe's response, look, it wasn't taken inside. Meaning it wasn't taken beyond where it's meant to be, into the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's number one. It's absolutely didn't apply. And then he continued and said, Panima, it remained in the area, in the confines of the Mishkan all the time. So it wasn't taken out. If that's the case, Amar loy, iba kodesh hoysa, vein loy huva esdom el kodesh pnima, madu loy chalta moysa. If everything was fine and dandy, why didn't you heat it? And Aaron responded, well, I have a reason, and he explained himself. We have actually two pshatim in the Gemara. whether it was because of some type of tumah occurred with the korban, or because of the aninus, the fact that Aaron and his sons were available, they were mourners. The fact is that Nadam Aviu died that day. So on account of that, there were no eaters, and they had to burn it. But in any case, we see from this exchange, from this conversation between Moshe and Aaron, that should these things have occurred, A, the dam brought inside, B, if something would have been taken outside of the mechitza, that would have justified Sreifa, Mechlal di Nafka. If it would have been taken out, Inami, or alternatively, Ayel Damalafnim, or the dam would have been taken inside, it was not meant to be, Basreifi. That explains why it's meant to be burnt. So this is a source that Echatas, at least, which left his mechitza, or was taken inside, it was not meant to be, is meant to be burnt. Fine. Says the Gemara, okay, let's take stock of what we have. Bishleim Nitma, concerning a karm which became tummy. Goli Rachmana Bekachim Kalim. Kolshkim Bekachim Kachim. We had the first pasuk. Vabasa Shiiga Bechal Tamei, Lo Yachab Eshisrav, which was actually referring to a shlamim. Since the Torah applied that halacha by Kachim Kalim, Kolshkim Bekachim Kachim, certainly Kachim Kachim, which are on a higher level, are meant to be treated as such. There's tumah, you burn it. So that will provide a source for any type of carbon which had a tumah that's meant to be burnt. Okay, check that off. Elo yotze. What about psul yotze? How do we know sreif applies there? Ashkan kachay hakachay. Fine, we have this exchange with Moshe and Aaron that indicated that yotze by a kachay kachay, we're speaking about a chatas, is meant to be burnt. Kachim kalam menolam. What about a kachim kalam? How would you know to apply the din of Sreifa if the Kachim Kalam, such as a Shlamim, etc., was taken outside of his Mechitza? You have no source for that. Perhaps Kachim Kalam are more lenient. A lower level Kedusha doesn't have the same requirement as Kachim Kachim. Visu, another Kash, Hadasnani, we have a Braisa, which applies Sreifa to other types of Psulim, not included in this discussion between Moshe and Aaron. How do we know Sreifa applies there? London. Suppose the dam of the carbon was left overnight, in which case it became puzzle. Nishbach dama got spilled out. There's not going to be a zrik any longer. Or yotza dama chus leklaim. Well, let's say the dam of a kachim kalam, not a chatas, which is a kachim kachim. That we know from the discussion of Yoshin Iron. Well, let's say the dam of kachim kalam went outside of the klaim of the curtains, it means the Mishkan in the Midbar, or the Azara in Yerushalayim, went out of its area. Psul Yotze. So in all these cases, A, by Kachi Kachim, Psulim, which we have not yet listed, Londom, Nishpach Tama, or B, by Kachim Kalim. In all cases, where do we have a source other than Tuma, which we have a Pasuk for, other than Tuma, let's say Yotze, Psul Yotze by Kachim Kalim, that Sreif is required. The Kaimel B'Sreifa Menol, that we know, Rashi says, Kaimel and B'Kol HaGemar, throughout Shas, we know it for a fact, B'Sreifa, that these Karbanos will be burnt. Menol, and how do we know? Nafkalon with Reb Shimon. We learn it from Reb Shimon's Pasuk, the Sani, Reb Shimon Oimer. The Pasuk says, V'chol Chatas, Ashayuva Medom al Eil Moi, L'chabe B'Kodesh, L'ti Ocha B'Esh Tisarif. We learn from here, B'Kodesh B'Esh Tisarif. This teaches us that when a carbon needs to be burnt, this is a psul, where do you burn it? Ba'kodesh ve'esh tesorif. Limid al-chatas she'sreifasa ba'kodesh. A chatas, which became psul, you burn it where? Ba'kodesh, in the Azor, where it's meant to be eaten. You either eat it, or you burn it, in the same place. Ein li ela zubavat. From this pasuk, we only see this. This psul, the pasuk here is referring to the chatas whose dam was brought into the heichal. That chatas is meant to be burnt, and burnt where? In the azar. Ein li ela zubal vat. From this pasuk, we know this psul. Shar psuli kachi kachim. What about other karbanas, other psul applied to kachi kachim? Lan, yaitze, vemur kachim kalim, minayin, or Ipso, which occurred to Kachim Kalam, the Imurim of Kachim Kalam. Rashi explains that the chalavim, the intestines of the kachim kalm, belong on the mizbeach. Their boundary is the azor, as opposed to the basar of kachim kalm, which can be eaten throughout Yerushalayim. Since the murei kachim kalm are meant to be in the azor, not meant to be taken out, how do we know that the sreifa, if a psul should occur to the murei kachim kalm, the sreifa should occur, should take place in the azor as well? So how do we know that the other psulim apply to other kachim? And likewise, the psul applied to the murei kachim kalm. Minayin, how do we know that the sreifa is meant to take place in the azor? Talmud Leimer, the pasuk says, V'chol b'koydesh v'esh t'sarf. The way the Mepharshim explain, since the pasuk begins with the word v'chol, v'chol chatas, we take that word v'chol, we apply it to the second part of the pasuk, b'koydesh, like to v'esh t'sarf. It's as though the pasuk would say anything, any type of psul that occurred with a carbon, b'koydesh v'esh t'sarf, is meant to be burnt. A is meant to be burnt, and B, burnt where? Bakoidish. Tamalayim v'chol bakoidish v'esh t'sarf. From here we know that any psul, not only the psul described in this pasuk where the dam went into the hechel, any psul, lina, yaitzei, any psul that applies to kachim kachim, requires sreifa, and sreifa where? In the azar. Fine. Ashkan kachim kachim. Kachim kachim, you can learn from here, because they're similar to chatas. Pasuk discussing chatas includes other kachim kachim as well. So we know all karbanis, kachim kachim, which experience some sort of psul, are meant to be burnt. And burnt where? In the azar. Kachim kalm and olam. What about kachim kalm, which are on a low level? How do we know to apply the halacha there as well? Sure, tumma we know. We have a pasuk for that. But other tumas, lina, yaitze, how would you know that you meant to burn it? Says the Gemara, Ella, rather, kol psul b'koydesh b'sreifa. This concept that any carbon that had a psul needs to be burnt. Loishna kachim kachim, loishna kachim kalim, loishna kachim kachim, gemar gemirla. It's based, it's learned from halacha l'meshe mesina. It's not a pasuk. We learn it from halacha l'meshe mesina. Sounds very clear. All karbanes, kachim kachim, kachim kalim, which experience any type of psul, are slated for sreifa. Sreifa where? In the makim of kodesh. So the kachim kachim and the azara, the yimuru kachim kalim and the azara, and the basa kachim kalim, anywhere throughout Yerushalayim, which is the makim achi. Continues the Gemara. V'chatos da'arin. If this is the case, that we know, we already know that all kachim psulim are besreifa because of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, why then does the Torah have to describe the conversation between Moshe v'Aaron, which teaches us the halacha, that very same halacha, that kachim psulim are besreifa? Says the Gemara, actually, the pasuk there is not coming to teach us anything. It's merely a description of events. Simply describing the events as they occurred. At this point, we learned that all kachim psulim are besreifa, when are they burnt? If it's psulei begufa, inherently in the carbon, then you burn it right away. If it's an external psul, then you have to leave it overnight, and then you burn it. We have another shita which tells us that even kachim which contain a psul begufa, they can't be burnt immediately. They have to be left overnight. L'tana de beiraba baravu damar afilu pigul toni butzur. Even pigul, which is an inherent psul, you need to leave it overnight, allow it to have psul lina, and then burn it. Why? How does he get this halacha? Menolon yolef oven minoisa. He draws it through a gzera shava. Pigul has the word oven, and noisa has the term oven, just as noisar, the Torah describes as being burnt, and it's something left overnight. Pigul as well, which will be burnt, needs to be first left overnight. So that's the limud of this shita. Says the Gemara, why does he choose to turn to noisar as a source? V'neilef oven mechatas the aron. Why couldn't he use the same term oven as a source for the gzeres shava, but instead of connecting and drawing from Noisar. Go ahead and connect the Shava to Chatas to Aron, where we also find this term of Avon, and just as over there, the Strafer is certainly going to be done on that day. That was a story that burnt it on that very day without leaving it overnight. Likewise, Pigel doesn't need to be left overnight. Amalach Rabba Barvo will respond. Chatas Darin Kai Gavna now you Ibur Tsura Lidoris Boya. You meant to know that the psul that occurred by Chatas Darin would generally require it to be left overnight to allow strafe. Chatas Darin Kai Gavna Nami. This type of psul which occurred by Chatas Darin Ibur Tsura Lidoris Boya. Throughout the generations, it would need Ibut Sura to be left overnight to become Pasabalina to allow Sreifah. Why did they burn it on that very day? It was a Haras Shah, it was a Tzivui for that day, specific to that incident. But generally speaking, you can't learn something from a Haras Shah, a specific instruct for a specific event. Rather, we go ahead and we compare Pigel to the general halach of Noisar, just as Noisar is something left overnight and then you burn, Pigel must be left overnight and then burnt. Fine. Continues the Gemara. Hashta Damrina. Now that we've concluded that Kol Psulei the Kodesh B'Sreifa, all carbonates which are apostle are meant to be burnt, Leshna the Kodesh Kachim, Leshna the Kodesh Kachim Kalim, regardless of what level of carbon they are. Gemara Gmirla, it's based on Halacha Moshe Sinai. B'Kodesh B'Sreifa Sarif Lamli. Why do we need that pasuk mentioned earlier on the top of the Amud? Ba'kodesh ve'shtesoref, that all kabbalas are meant to be burnt. We already know it from Lachem Eshem Sinai. Yahu me'bayi leshes refasu ba'kodesh. So we know that it's burnt, but where? The pasuk has to inform us that the shreifa takes place ba'kodesh. Kodesh kodeshim and the Azora, etc. Continues the Gemara with one more kasha. We began our sugya with a pasuk. V'abasar asher yiga b'chal tamei, don't eat it, burn it. Why do we need that pasuk? That's just another example of kashim psulim. We already know from the Lachem Eshem Sinai they're meant to be burnt. V'abasar asher yiga b'chal tamei lo yachal b'yesh yisarif lamali. Why is that pasuk necessary? Why would I think that carbon which is tamei should be different? Says, well, yeah, perhaps there is room to think that it's different. Ha'olu gufei istrach. That's needed for its own sake to tell you even kashim which became tummy, need to be burnt. Sakadat dechamina, perhaps I would think there would be a havamin. Kol psuli the kodesh. This halacha that psuli kochim are burnt, that's only kegoyin, for instance, lon domo, if the dam was left overnight, v'nishbach domo, got spilled out, v'yotze domo, or the dam was taken out of the mechitza. V'nishchata balaylo, or shechitza took place at night, all these variations of psuli kodesh need to be burnt. The b'sreifa, you know why they're burnt. The lesnu b'chulim, because these are unique to kachim. Kachim psulim meant to be burnt. That's a concept, a unique concept, a kachim concept. It's a psul which is exclusive to kachim. Kachim psulim meant to be burnt, because it still maintains its kodesh status despite the fact that it had this psul experience. It's psul, but it's still kodesh, and therefore it needs to be tended to properly with sreifa. Avol nitma, but when it comes to carbon which became tummy. Let's think for a second. Tuma, is that something exclusive to a carbon? No. Even non-carbon material needs to be safeguarded from tuma. Avo nitma de bechulin nami mifsal. Even if it's chulin, it can become puzzled through tuma. Ema, perhaps I would think that tuma is different. Hoyl bis avid be uvdin nechoyl. Since this carbon was allowed, was let to become tummy. He was negligent. He wasn't careful. They weren't careful to keep it. They didn't even treat it like chulin. Because even chulin you meant to safeguard from tumma. It was treated in such a shabby way. Choyl v'savad v'uvdin d'choyl. There was such a zilzal here. It was a masa choyl. Eimo loy to buy straight, but perhaps it's been downgraded and lost its kedusha. To the extent that it doesn't need straight any longer. Just get it out of the way, Rashi says. You make sure you don't have an off from it. V'tiske le b'kvura, go bury it. Rashi says, just get it out of the way so that klavim won't eat it. Bury it with respect. But Sreifa, which is a Kiyum Mitzvah, which is a positive application, perhaps that's not needed, because it already lost its status through becoming Tameh Kamashmo, and that's what the Pasuk has to tell us. Even Kachim Tameh still maintains its Kedusha status, its high level of Kedusha, and has to be disposed of in a very specific way through Sreifa. Continues the Gemara, Nitma Abayil Mashamesu Tubutzirasin V'chu. Tanakama told us if there was a psul within the carbon itself, you burn it right away. However, if the psul occurred outside the carbon, if the owner became Tameh or died, now the Pesach has no eaters, but you don't see a psul within the carbon, you cannot burn it. It's a zilzal in the carbon, you have to leave it overnight. When it becomes pasimolina, that allows you to burn it. Rabbi Yochanan Breka disagrees. He says, a Pesach, a carbon without an owner, is considered completely pasul, which allows immediate sreifa. We have two ways to understand this machlokes. Om Rav Yosef, machlokes shenitnu balum achazrik. This discussion, this machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan Breka, where Tanakama says, even if the balum is no longer here, you can't burn this carbon pesach. That's only when the balum became tummy after the zrik. This chazi basal achila, the basal was already royal achila. It was already a full hakrava. Then the balum died. It doesn't undo the status and level of this carbon. It's not absolutely begufoy. There's nothing wrong with the hakrava of the carbon. David Tanakama insists on waiting till it gets a true psul. Avol nitma balum lefnei zrika. But if the owner should become tummy before the zrika, lo yischazi basal achila, in which case the basal was never royal achila. You've processed a carbon knowing full and well that There's no eater here. There's no potential achila. Now, just one point to mention. Of course, we're speaking that during the shechita, the owner was here, because all agree that a shechita shelo le'ochla without an owner is completely pasul. That's psul begufa, which allows the carbon to be burned immediately. We're speaking that the shechita was done properly. There was an owner here who was tar. However, he passed away, or he became tummy after the shechita, between the shechita and the zrika. In which case, the entire akrava, the zrika, was done without an owner. You brought a carbon which had no achila potential, had no owner, the Rakol Yisraf Miyad. All agree, even Tanakama would agree in this case. Immediate Sreifa is in place. May Sreifa have a kash on this. Zaklal. We learn the following rule when it comes to Kachim Psul. Kol Shep Psula Ibegufa Yisraf Miyad. If there's an inherent Psul in the carbon, suppose the basar became tummy, etc., you burn it right away. But dam or balam, the psul is on account of the dam, which became tummy or spilled, with balam, let's say something wrong with the owner of the carbon pesach got tummy, etc., then you can't burn it immediately. To uber tzurasa, you have to leave it overnight, and then you burn it. This is the general halach. Katoni balam dumi de dam. This brisa lists the psul balm together with the psul dam. Puts it in one discussion. Psul dam, and then discusses psul balm. We assume that they're similar and alike. Ma dam lefnei zrika, just as the psul dam certainly occurs before the zrika. The dam became tummy, it spilled before the zrika. There was no zrika, no proper zrika done. Av balm lefnei zrika, let's assume that the psul occurring to the balm is also of similar nature, that the event, the experience, occurred prior to Zrik. And we see clearly that even in this case, the Balam became Tamim for Zrika. This price holds, don't burn it right away. Apparently this is a Shita's Tanakama. Who will hold that? This doesn't justify immediate Sreifa. What do we see here? That even if the Psul Balam occurs before Zrika, that doesn't justify Sreifa according to Tanakama. Ela Itma Hachi Itma. Rather, this is how we meant to learn the Halacha. This machlokes is now Mishnah, where Rabbi Yochanan Breka says, even if the balam becomes tamei, that justifies sreifa. That is only if the balam became tamei prior to zrika. Although it's only a psul in the balam, not in the carbon, but you've processed this carbon without a balam. You've done the zrika, knowing full well there's no potential achila, there's no owner to eat it. It is regarded as though there would be a psul embedded within the basar itself. That's why according to Rabbi Yochanan Breika, you can go ahead and burn it. It's no different than the basar becoming tamei or yaitze. Aval nitma balam ala achaz rika. But should the balam only have become tamei after the zrika, this chazer basar lachila, in which case the basar had a moment in time when it was roi lachila. It was only after the hakrovi, after the zrika, that the balam died or became tamei. All would agree, even Rabbi Yechon would agree, psul imachmas davar acher, it's considered like an external psul, which does not justify sreifa, uboyi betzura, has to be left overnight. This is the shita of Yosef. According to Rabbi Yechon Breika, we allow immediate sreifa only if the zrika was done improperly. But if the balan became tamei only after zrika, in which case the yakrova was properly done, there's nothing wrong with the actual akrov of the carbon. You can't consider that an inherent psul. It's an external psul. You have to leave it overnight and then burn it. That's Rabbi Yosef's approach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says there's no difference whether the tuma to the bialim occurred prior or post-zrika. Av achaz zrika nami machlekes, even after zrika, should the bialim come to me at that point, Rabbi Yochanan Breika would still insist that you go ahead and burn immediately. Why? Because this carbon has no owner, has nobody to eat it. A carbon that has no eaters is inherently puzzle. A carbon is meant to be eaten. This carbon does not feature that potential kiyum hamitzvah, potential achila. There's something wrong within the carbon. It's like it became tummy. And therefore you burn it. Va'az Rabbi Yochanan tummy. Rabbi Yochanan goes along in line with his approach. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan offered the following statement. Rabbi Yochanan Breika, our Tana, Rabbi Yochanan Breika, via Rabbi Nechemya, with a different Tana, Rabbi Nechemya, Amr Dover Echad, they both said the very same thing. Their Shita is based on the same concept. Where do we find Rabbi Nechemya? Says the Gemara like this. Rabbi Yochanan Breika Damar, that's our Mishnah. Rabbi Nechemya Mai, where do we find Rabbi Nechemya? His son, Rabbi Nechemya Omer. This is going back to the Chatas on the eighth day of the Miluim, which was burnt. And Aaron HaKohen responded to Moshe. He explained why he burnt it. Rechemi says the reason was it was burnt on account of Aninus. Look, none of you passed away today. We are Avelim, we're Oininim, we can't eat this carbon. That's why we burnt it. That's why he responded with the term Ka'ela. Look what happened to me today. Look what happened, look. And that's why it was burnt. Now let's stop and think for a second. Was there anything wrong with the carbon itself? Was it tummy? Was it yaitze? No! Why then was it burnt? Simply because there were no eaters available to eat that carbon. That is like a psul in the balam that occurred after the zrika. Right? These things are very similar. There's nothing wrong with the shchita and the zrika of the carbon, which were perfectly kosher and fine. The concern simply is because after you makir, there's nobody to eat it. And still, Rabbi Chemi says that justified sreifa. It's very similar to Rabbi Yochanan Breika in our Mishnah. Va'aninus, kalacha zrika havya. Aninus is an after zrika concern. It doesn't affect the actual hakrov of the carbon. There's nothing wrong with the carbon itself, just because there's nobody to eat this chatos. V'chi istarav, la'altan istarav. And still, we see that it was burnt immediately. So, Rabbi Chemi and Rabbi Yochanan Breika are following the same concept that a carbon without oichlin is considered as though it's inherently pasul and meant to be burnt immediately. In any case, what do we see here? Rabbi Yochanan was the one who presented this connection that these two shitas are one and the same. Rabbi Nechemya is similar to Rabbi Yochanan Breika. Apparently, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Yochanan Breika as well. Rabbi Yochanan Breika in our Mishnah, when he said that if the Baal became Tumah, you burned that carbon Pesach, he was referring to even a Tumah which occurred after the Zrika, which didn't affect the Zrika. It's a perfectly fine carbon Pesach. You still will burn it because there are no eaters to this carbon Pesach. So in conclusion, we learned that Kachem Psalm are meant to be burnt. We learned from Lachem Eshem Sinai, going to Shittas Rabbanon, when do we burn it? Psul begufay, if it's tamei, etc., you burn it right away. If the psul occurs to the dam and the balim, which is outside of the actual basar, You have to leave the basar overnight and then burn it. According to Rabbi Avoh, even an internal psul like pigal needs to be left overnight. He learns it through Gzeirah Shavah with Nisa. Rabbi Yechon Breuker, and now Mishnah disagrees. We have two approaches. Rav Yosef learns, and he's speaking about the balan which became tamei koydim zrika, in which case the entire processing of the carbon was without an owner, without achila potential. Therefore, he says you burn immediately. According to Rabbi Yechon's approach, it's irrelevant when that psul occurred. If the balan became tamei before or after zrika, according to Rabbi Yechon Breuker, you burn it immediately. This carbon has no eaters. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Moisif, after Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Rabbi adds another name to the list. Rabbi Yosef Aglili also holds a carbon without eaters is considered like psulei begufay, which requires immediate sreif. The son, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Omer, kol inyan kulei. We had mentioned the pasuk earlier, v'chol chatos asher yuvah midoma el oyel moed l'chaper b'kodesh lo yisei achal v'esh tesaref. Until this point in the Gemara, we figured we're speaking about a typical chatos whose dam is not meant to be brought inside. If it is, it becomes possible. And then you burn the chatos. Rabbi Yosef Aglili disagrees. He says, Kolein and Kulei, Einu medaber ele beparaman estrafim, ubisiraman estrafim. A pasuk is describing certain types of chatos which are meant. The dam is meant to be brought inside. Par helim davashol tzibur, for instance, a karm which the tzibur brings on account of a chet. You bring the dam inside. You do the hazoah there. And then you take the actual animal and you burn it outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the machnes. What happens if something went wrong? Lisrei psulein abesabir. The pasuk here is coming to tell you that those chatois, which are meant to be brought inside, asher yuvah midoma lo'il moed l'chaper ha'kodesh, that's the proper system with them. If something went wrong, you meant to burn it. Bakoidish, Reish Yisarf, in the base of Midrash, as opposed to outside Yerushalayim, which is typically done. Here, since it's possibly burned inside, number one. Number two, Velita and Lois say, Lachid Lassan, Lois to Ochav Reish Yisarf, is coming to add a Lois, don't eat these things. But we don't have this pasuk available for the other halacha, that a typical chatas, whose dam is not meant to be brought inside. What happens if it does enter, that it's pasuk? We don't have a pasuk for that. Amar Lo, the Chum responded to him, how would you know that halacha? Chatas shenichnas doma lefnai lefnim minayin. How would you know that that's possible? Amalahen. I have another source for that. The discussion between Moshe and Aaron on the 8th day of the Miluim. Hey lo yehuvez doma alakadish penima. Moshe responded, look, the dam of this standard chatas or shchadish was not brought inside. And as we said earlier, it remained in the confines of the Mishkan. It wasn't taken outside. None of those psulim applied. From there, says Rabbi Yosef Aglili, I will derive that if dam of a typical chatas is brought inside, it becomes possible. Mechal deinafek he. Apparently, if it was taken outside of the confines of the Mishkan, inami ayel dam, or was taken inside into the hecho or kodesh hakodashim, b'sreif is meant to be burnt. And we can learn from there and apply that halacha elsewhere as well. What do we see from here? Says Rabbah, apparently Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds that even a psul which occurred outside of the basar, it's the dam that went wrong, went outside of the mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash, still in all you burn the behema. Apparently, even an external psul justifies immediate sreif. And that's why we meant to add Rabbi Yosef Aglili to the list as well. Not just Rabbi Yechon Breuker or Rabbi Nechemya hold that an external psul justifies sreif. Rabbi Yosef Aglili as well concurs with that sheet. Rabbi Yechanan, why didn't Rabbi Yechanan add this name to his list of Tanoim who hold that an external psul generates immediate sreif? Rabbi Yechanan Savar, you can't compare. Dama basar chad milsi. Look, the psul over there occurred with the dam. Dam and basar are very much connected. They're close to each other. Dam and basar are part of the same entity of the karma. So sure, if the psul occurred with the dam, that justifies sreif on the basar as well. Chadamilsi, balim, but a psul which occurs with the balim milsachriti, that's something totally separate from the actual carbon. Perhaps Rabbi Yosef would not agree when a psul occurs with the balim, that too should justify sreifa, immediate sreifa of the carbon. Therefore, he only had two on his list, Rechem Breuker and Rechemio, who both hold that even a psul which occurs with the balim justifies immediate sreifa. Time for a quick chazar of today's daf. We learned that kachim psulim are meant to be burnt. Mishnah tells us the entire Korban Pesach, or most of it, became tame. We assume it's out of negligence. We want to set an example, burning the Beis HaMikdash using the Atzam HaRoch. If only a portion of it became tame or it's nicer, then if we're speaking about a Baal HaBayis, burn it at home using your own wood. If it's a guest, or some say it has to be Baderach, then burn it back in the Beis HaMikdash. You can use public firewood. Saikon and these skimpy fellows, there as well we have this allowance, they can burn in the Beis HaMikdash using public firewood. How do we know Kashim Psulim Abisrefa, Lachomeshim Esinai? According to Rabbanon, if it's Psulim Begufay in the actual Basar, you burn it right away. If it occurs with the Dam and the Balam, you leave it overnight and then burn it. According to Rabbi Avuah, even a Psulim Begufay requires overnight stay. According to Rechem Breka, we have two approaches. Rav Yosef's approaches, if the owner of the Korban Pesach passes away before Zrika, in which case the processing was Bepsul, then you burn the Korban Pesach immediately. According to Rabbi Yechon, whether it occurred before or after Zrika, the Korban has no eaters. And therefore, it's meant to be burnt. Miyad. Be well and atzlacha rav.